So let's review. Today's daf begins with a b'raisa. Tan Rabban. Kolelu sha'amru emad ligim mem b'shabes, aval oizim mem medura. All the inferior materials that the Mishnah disqualified for use as wicks on Shabbos may nevertheless be used in a medura, a large fire, since the concern of it not burning properly does not apply because of the size of the fire. The Gemara then explains the reasons why these materials should not be used. Rabba said, inferior wicks were disqualified mnei sha'or misachseches behem, because the flame flickers on them. The reason for the disqualified oils is mnei she'ein nimshachen achar b'silam, because they are not drawn into the wick easily. Therefore, the Chacham were concerned that if these substances were used on Shabbos, resulting in the poor flame, one might come to tilt the lamp to improve its light and transgress the malach of avara of kindling a fire. Now, the Gemara then asks the Shiloh whether it is permitted to use a mixture of good oil and inferior oil, which produces a good flame, and concludes that it may not be used because dilma osid leluke benayu, people might come to use inferior oil by itself. Since inferior oil and wicks are disqualified for use on Shabbos because they don't burn well, Rabbi Muhammad taught, Ema Ligim Mem Mikdash, they are also disqualified for use in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Torah states, Lahalois Ne'er Tamid. The use of the word Lahalois, to raise, as opposed to the simpler Lahadlik, to light, teaches that you must light in a manner of, Kadesh Tehit Shal Heves Oilim Alev, so that the flame shall rise by itself without additional intervention. The Gemara, however, excludes the wicks used for the tortures of Simchas Beis She'eva. Since those lights are not biblically required, it's not min haTorah. The Gemara then digresses to the topic of Chanukah, with a discussion of whether the wicks and oils disqualified for Shabbos may be used for Chanukah. This question depends on two fundamental issues in the halachas of Ner Chanukah. The first shaila is whether, Kav Sezokagla, if the Chanukah light was extinguished during the required half-hour period, you are obligated to relight it, or kav se'ein zakakla. You need not relight it. Now the reasoning of this shaila is as follows. What is the requirement of the mitzvah? That the lights actually burn a half hour, hence kav se'zakakla, or to light a sufficient amount of oil that can burn a half hour, then kav se'ein zakakla. Now if the halacha is kav se'zakakla, one should not use inferior oils or wicks, lest the lights go out and he might neglect to rekindle them. Whereas if the halacha is kav se'ein zakakla, we don't have to be concerned about the lights going out. The second question is whether mutar lishtamish loira. It is permitted for one to benefit from the illumination of the Chanukah lights for personal use, or asur lishtamish loira. One may not use the illumination of the Chanukah lights. Now if the halacha is that one may use the illumination of the Chanukah lights, he should not use inferior oils or wicks, because he might come to tilt the lamp to improve the lighting. However, if one may not use the illumination of the Chanukah lights, we don't have this concern, for he will not use it anyway. The Gemara cites three opinions on this matter. One, Rav Huna says, Eimad likin behen b'chanukah. One may not light with these substances on Chanukah, bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol, whether on Shabbos or on the weekdays, because Rav Huna holds kav se'zakakla, which causes concern even on the weekdays, umutar lishtamish la'ira, which adds concern on Shabbos. Two, Rav Chizda says, Madlikim mehem b'chol, avaloi b'shabbos. One may light with them on the weekdays, but not on Shabbos. Rav Chizda holds kav se'ein zakakla. Therefore, there's no concern on the weekdays. However, they may not be used on Shabbos because mutar lishtamish la'ira. Three, Reb Zera said, Madlikim mehem b'chanukah bein b'chol or bein b'shabbos. One may light with them on Chanukah, both on the weekdays and on Shabbos, because he holds kav se'ein zakakla. So there's no concern regarding Ner Chanukah. So there's no concern regarding Shabbos either. Just as an aside, during the above discussion, the Gemara introduced the concept of Girsa the Yankisa, which means that which one learns in his younger years leaves a much stronger impression and is therefore better remembered. The Gemara then presents a braisa that teaches that the time for performing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Mishatishka Hachama ad Shetichla Regel Menashuk, from when the sun sets until there are no more passerby in the street. The Gemara says that this does not necessarily mean to say that one is obligated to rekindle his lights if they go out during this period. Rather, the Bryce is merely teaching the Eloi Adlik Madlik, that one who has not lit the Chanukah lights at sunset may still light them as long as there are passerby in the street. Alternatively, Lishiura, the Bryce is merely teaching that he must place about a half hour's worth of oil in the menorah, enough oil to burn from sunset until the time that there are no more passerby on the street. The Gemara next describes three different levels of performing the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Tarabon, mitzvah Chanukah, the basic mitzvah of Chanukah is 1. Ner Yishabesa, one light for the entire household. Two, v'mahadrin ner l'chalecha v'echad. One who wants to perform the mitzvah on a higher level kindles a separate light for each member of his household. Three, v'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. And one who wants to perform the mitzvah on the highest level kindles a different number of lights each day. How this is done is a machlekes. B'sham ha'imrim yom rishon madlik shmoina, mekan v'elech pochas v'elech. Bishami say that he lights 8 lamps on the first day, and each subsequent day he is poiches v'oilich, he continues to decrease the number of lamps, until the 8th day when he lights only 1. Bishil say that he lights 1 lamp on the first day, and thereafter he is moise v'oilich. He increases the number of lamps each day until he kindles 8 lights on the 8th day. The Gemara then suggests reasons for Beis Hillel's and Beis Shammai's respective positions. And here too we have a machlokes. One explanation is as follows. According to the Beis Shammai, the candles are lit keneged yom hamnechnasim to correspond to the incoming days. Whereas according to the Beis Hillel, the candles are lit keneged yom hayetzim to correspond to the outgoing days. The other explanation is, according to the Beis Shammai, the candles are lit keneged pri achag to correspond to the bulls that were part of the Korban Musaf of Sukkos, whose numbers decreased every day. Whereas according to the Beis Hillel, the number of candles increase each day based on the principle of Ma'ilin Mekoidish V'Loi Meridin. We must always seek to increase and elevate the level of Kedusha and spirituality and not lower it. In matters of Kedusha and spirituality, we must always go up, not down. We next proceed with a Braisa which teaches where to place the menorah. Turn Rabban. Ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanicha al Pesach Beis HaMibachutz. The primary mitzvah is to place the menorah by the doorway of one's house from the outside, as Rashi explains, Mishum Pasiminisa, in order to publicize the miracle of Chanukah, as the menorah will be seen by all who pass by. Imhar Dor Ba'aliyah, Menicha Bechaloi Nasmuch L'Shazram. If one lives on an upper floor, he should place the menorah in the window facing the street, again, so that it be seen by the passerby on the street. Ubeshasa Sakana, Menicha Al Shulchan Abedayah. And in the time of danger, one places the menorah on his table, and that's sufficient for the mitzvah. Rava adds that when the menorah is placed inside the house, Tzarch ner acheres l'shtamash l'ayra. One must add another light for illumination unless there is a large fire in the room, in which case no additional light is necessary. As Rashi explains, l'asa is heker l'dav, so that it's recognizable that the Chanukah menorah was not lit for illumination, but for the mitzvah. The Gemara then asks, my Chanukah, why do we celebrate Chanukah? The Gemara goes on to relate the story of Chanukah. When the Greeks entered the Beis HaMikdash, they defiled all the oil. When the Hashmonaim overcame the Greeks and regained control of the Beis HaMikdash on the 25th day of Kislev, they could only find a single flask of pure oil that was not defiled by the Greeks, which contained enough oil for only one day. However, a miracle occurred, and it turned out to be sufficient for 8 days. To commemorate this miracle, the sages established these 8 days as a permanent festival when Hallel and Al Nisim is recited. The Gemara next cites a Mishnah in Bava Kamma which states, the one is obligated to pay for damages to passerby caused by his lamp that was placed outside on the street, unless it was a Chanukah menorah. The Gemara attempts to prove from this halacha that one is obligated to place his Chanukah menorah within 10 tefachim of the ground, for it may be placed higher. Now, why would he be exempt from damages caused by his menorah that he placed in the lowest spot? He should have placed it higher up where it would not cause damage. The Gemara, however, concludes that there is no proof from this Mishnah, for perhaps it's permissible to place a menorah higher up, even above the height of a camel and its rider. However, the sages did not require everyone to go through the trouble of placing it so high, because this might cause people to refrain from lighting the Chanukah menorah altogether.